Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
We cannot thank you enough. Holy moly, the amount of smilegrams you all sent to Burt's Big Adventure kiddo, Abby Gilmore, is astounding. All right, so Abby Gilmore has been in the hospital. She's been over there at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Scottish Rite, for over 150 days. Her and her mom, Desiree, are like, I walked into her room and they're living there. Like, it's just, and you can tell how the walls have, like, I'm sure, closed in on them.
It's a crazy amount of time to spend it anywhere.
Yes.
Right? Except one room, right?
Yeah. So, like, I did a fairy godparent visit to Abby. That's a program we have with Burt's Big Adventure where we go and visit kids who are in the hospital. And, of course, Abby's been getting quite a few visits because of how long she's been there. And she was starting to get a little down in the dumps, just celebrated her birthday at the hospital. So we asked if you all would send some smilegrams. It is something that CHOA does, and you go to their website, fill out a quick form. Within 60 seconds, you send a sweet little message to brighten somebody's day. And we asked you guys to step up and send some smilegrams to Abby to lift her spirits. I walk into that room, and she was there, God love her, with the blanket over her head. And I'm like, hey, it's Kristen from The Burt Show. And she immediately popped up because she knows every time we come with gifts.
We got a well-trained.
Yeah, so she knew I was going to have a goodie bag. So I gave her her stuffed unicorn because she loves stuffies. Got her some painting kits, which you guys pay for through your donations for the Fairy Godparent Program. And then I asked her, I'm like, hey, you know, where are your smilegrams? And they're stacked up on the windowsill were just folder after folder after folder of smilegrams. I'm not kidding you guys. She has over 1,000 smilegrams.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
So I go, hey, would you like me to read some of these to you while I was there? And so I started reading some of them. Texas, Utah, Pennsylvania, New Zealand, Australia. Dude, it was so incredible, and it was so cool. And you guys, time and time again, we come in, we ask a favor, no matter how big or small, and you always step up. And it was just the amount is at, and the kind words and messages. Some were very short and sweet. Some had a couple of jokes in there for her to make her smile. And then there was this one that said, hi, Abby, my name is Mackenzie. I am 19 years old. I listen to The Burt Show every morning, and honestly, hearing how highly they talk of you was inspiring. When I heard your story, I just knew I wanted to send you a smilegram. Just by listening, I can tell you are a strong, tenacious, gracious person and so much more. You probably have enough friends, but I hope you have room for one more, LOL. I honestly can't imagine what you're going through, and I know you're probably tired of people telling you, you got this and you're so strong, but I just really want you to know that as a completely random person who heard about you on the radio, you are absolutely amazing, and so is your mom. Keep smiling, Mackenzie.
You know, here's the thing I want to underscore here also, because you guys really do show up every single time. You said in big ways or small ways. And the 60-second investment that thousands of you guys did to put a smile on Abby's heart, that's a really big deal. And it only took 60 seconds. It doesn't have to be the form of a $1,000 donation, although we do like them. But I mean, just 60 seconds here for her to have to sit. I mean, this is going to crush some time for her over the next couple of weeks, which she needs.
Yeah, exactly. So I actually, like some of the ones that were from like really far away and had some incredibly moving messages on there. There was former CHOA patients, like, you know, kids who had spent time at CHOA and wanted to send her some love. Like her physical therapist sent her one too. So of course she had some from family and friends. So I taped some up on the walls to kind of like decorate a little bit. So she had those words of encouragement there. But when I saw that stack of Smilegrams, I mean, I talk about like your cup runneth over. Y'all were the best. And it was just, it means a lot to her. And it also means a lot to her mom, Desiree. Because you can tell like this has turned now not just into a hospital room, but a small apartment. Like this is where they're living. And I wanted to give you another quick update too while we're talking about Bert's Big Adventure. Our Bert's Big Adventure kiddo, Isaac, who just went on this past February's trip, got his brand new heart.
Awesome.
You talk about a big deal. That was an obvious one.
Cards
are nice. Yes. A heart is better.
Yeah. So his mom has been updating through their Facebook page, and Bert's Big Adventure, Sheridan from Bert's Big Adventure has been sending us email updates about the family. And it was this past Friday, Isaac's mom got the news. And if you've ever known anybody who's been on a transplant list, they got that call early Friday morning and went in, did the testing. Isaac was in surgery for 12 to 16 hours, and he got his brand new heart. And the picture mom shared of him before the transplant and after the transplant, if you've ever seen anybody go through this process, their skin tone, their body, what it looks like before transplant and what it looks like after, she showed a picture of his hand. And it just, it lacked color. And then afterwards she showed a picture of his toes and his foot, and that, like, she goes, those beautiful pink toes mean more to me than you can ever imagine, because that means the heart is pumping the blood through the body the way it should.
Turns out the heart is a sort of an important muscle.
Important.
Who knew?
The doctor, she said the surgeon said it's one of the most beautiful hearts he's ever seen, that sometimes it takes a little while to get it started, but this one, like, immediately, like, it was... it's amazing. Now there's still a journey here because, you know, dealing with post-surgery, especially with the heart transplant. So if you can send this family some well wishes and some positive vibes, they could definitely use it. But we're so excited for Isaac. And then the thing, I'm going to try to tell this without crying. What is so beautiful about the Bert's Big Adventure community and these families. So the families from 2024 that we just took to Disney, Friday, when she found out Isaac got his heart, she let all of, like, they're on a family group text, right? She let all the 2024 families know Isaac's getting his heart. They all put on their red shirts from Bert's Big Adventure this past year, and they sent videos and pictures to the mom to, like, let them know, we are here, we are with you, we're all wearing our red today in honor of Isaac and his brand new heart.
So this is the family community that you guys put together. This is what we wanted to do at the start of Bert's Big Adventure 20-something years ago, and we keep telling you that this is one big family, and this is a great example of it.
Yeah, you see, if you go to Bert's Big Adventure's Instagram page, and you can see, like, our announcement of Isaac getting his heart, and there at the end is this montage video of all the families and the kids from 2024 wearing their red Bert's Big Adventure shirts and just sending their love and support to Isaac and his family. So we just want to do the same and just thank you from the bottom of our hearts for supporting this organization, because you're helping these families more than you know.
It's the Bert Show.
Get it? The Bert Show.